good afternoon. We'll be looking at a new chapter in the book of Nehemiah today. Nehemiah chapter 3. And this is where our text will be taken from. Nehemiah chapter 3. What is the worst responsibility you have ever had delegated to you? Did you respond to the person who delegated the task to you? What was your attitude like as you completed the task? Delegation is an important practice for leaders. Those leaders who delegate with a bullying attitude won't find willing workers. Nehemiah organized his workers and delegated work for them to do. He used wisdom in making his delegations, and his workers eventually completed their work. But before we carry on, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Creator and Redeemer God, author of life and source of all blessedness, we adore you for revealing yourself to us through the gospel. Great is your compassion toward us, and great your patience, love, and grace. We praise you for giving us the Savior. We know in him our sins are forgiven, our guilt removed, our poverty made rich. Count us among those who love you, who have heard your voice and do follow you. O Lord, our God, we rejoice to walk with you. Help us to appreciate the preciousness of your word now, to set our affections on things above, to shun every evil way and to follow after righteousness. O God, our Savior, make us worthy of so great a salvation. May Jesus be glorified in us. In his blessed name we pray. Amen. Having successfully recruited the people of Jerusalem to rebuild the city's walls, Nehemiah needed to organize the workers and the work. Chapter 3 of Nehemiah explains how he did this. At first glance, one might be tempted to skip over this chapter entirely, like the genealogical sections we find at various places, especially in the Old Testament. This chapter is largely a list of names, and we might wonder how it could possibly have any relation to us today. We can glean some principles for delegating from Nehemiah's examples and from the specific notes he included about the work and the workers. Those principles form the outline for this sermon. We should also recognize that this chapter is the very crux of the book of Nehemiah. It presents the 52 days of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, cross-reference with chapter 6, verse 16. Written by inspiration of the Spirit of God, Nehemiah chose to make this account more detail-oriented than action-oriented. It nevertheless gives the template for understanding the action contained in the rest of the book, including the opposition the people encountered in chapter 4, the internal strife the people faced in chapter 5, the subtle scheming that Nehemiah had to overcome in chapter 6, and the final victory that was celebrated when the building was finished, chapter 6, verse 15. The entire second half of the book, chapters 7 to 13, takes place in the context of the city and the walls that are rebuilt here in this chapter. This was an amazing accomplishment for these people. The wall was about 4 kilometers long, and every person who worked on that wall was important to God. He recorded the results of their efforts for us in his inspired word. There could be no higher praise for them than that. Cross-reference with Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. So what are the principles of wise delegation? We will look at four of them today. I will talk about the remaining four principles next week. Roman numeral 1. Delegate work with people's interests in mind. delegate work with people's interests in mind. In explaining how he organized the rebuilding effort, Nehemiah began with the northern wall and moved counterclockwise around the city of Jerusalem. The Sheep Gate and the Fish Gate, with the towers of Mir and Hananiel between them, were located on the northern wall. Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 reads, "Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built the Sheep Gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mir. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiel. And next unto him built the men of Jericho. And next to them built Zaccur, the son of Imri." Wisely, Nehemiah delegated work according to the interests of the workers, putting them where they would be the most concerned and hence the most productive. This is seen throughout the chapter. Chapter 3, verses 10, 17, 23, 24, and verses 28 to 30. When his group could have been overwhelmed with discouragement, Nehemiah got them focused on joining as a team. Perhaps the prime example of this concept is listed first, when Eliashib the priest and the other temple priests volunteered to work. Nehemiah gave them the assignment of rebuilding the Sheep Gate. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 1. They accepted this assignment seriously as a part of their sacred function and therefore sanctified the Sheep Gate for the Lord. The Sheep Gate was important because of its proximity to the temple and its relationship to the temple. Sheep were purchased at the Sheep Gate not only for personal use, but also for use as sacrifices on the temple altar. These sacrifices provided ceremonial cleansing for the faithful Jews. The Sheep Gate may also be the same gate known as the Benjamin Gate before the exile. Cross-reference to Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 2, chapter 37, verse 13, and chapter 38, verse 7. Why is it wise to delegate work to believers according to their spiritual interests? Their spiritual interests are indicators of their spiritual gifts, which the Holy Spirit will use as they serve the Lord. Roman numeral 2. Delegate work with an understanding of the people. Delegate work with an understanding of the people. The rebuilding of the wall progressed from gate to gate, and it included the gates themselves. This undertaking required an equal distribution of the workforce throughout the city. So Nehemiah not only assigned certain people to certain tasks, but he also placed them where he believed their work would be the most effective. Chapter 3, verse 2. His master plan demonstrated both an understanding of the project and a familiarity with the people. Again, Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 2 reads, "And next unto him builded the men of Jericho, and next to them builded Zaccur, the son of Imri." Nehemiah's organizational skills are manifested in many subtle details of this chapter. We find words like "next unto" or something similar many times in this chapter. Those words are a clue that Nehemiah was concerned that the members of his team fit together as they worked side by side. They also indicate that he emphasized their cooperation one with another. But a question arises. What does it take for leaders to become familiar with their workers? Leaders need to spend time with them, observe them, and talk with them. Roman numeral 3. Delegate work to willing people. Delegate work to willing people. This is in Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 3 to 12. Nehemiah's next description of the rebuilding effort focuses on the westward section of the northern wall to the fish gate, chapter 3, verse 3, the location of Jerusalem's fish market. It was at this location that Nehemiah's spirit as a leader was tested. Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 4 to 5 reads, "And next unto them repaired Merimoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz. And next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabeel. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their lord." Nehemiah observed that the Tekoites worked without the assistance of their nobles. Chapter 3, verse 5. These Tekoites represented large groups of workers from outlying regions of Judah. Perhaps these nobles thought they were too important to perform such a menial task. In any case, we would do well to remember that people with superiority complexes affect the morale of a group of workers. They can discourage those who are working hard. They might cause others to adopt their feeling of superiority. But they are the ones who end up losing the most when they think they are too privileged to work. Those who refuse to work lose the most. They bring shame on themselves and miss out on the blessing of participating in the work. No leader can expect to recruit every available person for a Christian service project. Nevertheless, Nehemiah refused to become discouraged. He simply continued to delegate the work to those who were willing to get involved. The Tekoites performed double work. Chapter 3, verse 27. Perhaps they were driven by the shame of their own officials. No doubt they were inspired by Nehemiah's method of handling the situation. Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 6 to 13 describes the rebuilding of the western sections of the wall. Both the old gate, chapter 3, verse 6, and Valley Gate, chapter 3, verse 13, were on this wall. The old gate was probably the gate to the oldest section of the city. Nehemiah, chapter 3, verse 12 reads, "And next unto him repaired Shallum, the son of Helohesh, the ruler of the first part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters." Note that Shallum's daughters helped with the repairs. Obviously, Nehemiah used all the people who were willing to work, giving them meaningful jobs they could handle. If leaders only recruit the best, brightest, or strongest to complete projects, they might communicate to their people that God has no use for those who don't reach a certain standard. Roman numeral 4. Delegate work with clear instructions. Delegate work with clear instructions. Overlooking the Tyropion Valley on the west side of Jerusalem was the Valley Gate. Chapter 3, verse 13. This was the first gate Nehemiah rode through on his nighttime inspection of the walls. Cross-reference with Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 9 to 16. When Nehemiah delegated the work here and other places, he gave specific instructions. He told Hanun and the inhabitants of Zenoa exactly what to do. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 13 reads, "The valley gate repaired Hanun and the inhabitants of Zenoa, and they built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate." Nehemiah said to repair the doors, locks, bars, and 1,000 cubits of the wall southward. It is characteristic of a good leader to give specific instructions. A clear job description removes uncertainty, anxiety, and confusion. Was there a time when you wasted time by either not giving clear instructions or not receiving clear instructions? We are running out of time. Next week, same time, same channel, I'll talk about the remaining four principles of wise delegation. Delegate work with people's interests in mind. Delegate work with an understanding of the people. Delegate work to willing people. And delegate work with clear instructions. Leading the people of Judah to start rebuilding Jerusalem's walls and gates. Nehemiah assigned responsibilities according to the workers' skills and interests. He perceived every task an important part of the whole project and gave the workers clear instructions for their jobs. Assuming that the renovation of the two units at Excalibur Center has been completed, and assuming that the necessary approvals from URA has been obtained, we need to start thinking of delegating areas of service in our new Excalibur Center facility. Some of our members have not been able to stay on in Singapore during the current COVID-19 pandemic. There may be more of such cases in the coming months. We are beginning to see a lack of manpower in some areas of ministry. But before we delegate the work, if you are interested and willing to serve in certain areas of the church, do let us know. Do let us know. As I've mentioned earlier, your spiritual interests are indicators of your spiritual gifts. On our part, to understand you better, we will sit down with you and spend some time talking with you, and we'll try to give you as clear a job description as we can. We'll try to tell you exactly what needs to be done. The situation in Jerusalem reminds us of the interdependent relationship that members of the church body have with one another as they serve together to fulfill God's mission. Cross-reference with 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 26. In both cases, every member is important. Nehemiah's team could not afford for even one member of the wall-building team to be absent or to let down his or her fellow workers. Their lives, the security of the entire city, and most importantly, God's name and reputation were on the line. The same could be said for Heritage Baptist Church. Remember, we are all in this together. We are all in this together. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21, "The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you."